Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. We talk about anything and everything. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. We got Ziggy here today.
Good morning.
And hopefully enough stuff to fill up the show with, because I failed to give us the usual batch of topics and other things, all the stuff we usually have. So we're going to have to wane it a little bit today.
Oh, there's so much to cover.
Well, yeah.
There's so much to cover. We have a Swifty Bowl coming up next Sunday.
Yeah.
The Grammys were last night.
Yeah, you've got a new diet.
I got a new diet.
And we've got some... Is that a
wedding this weekend?
Yeah, I have a hilarious crazy on the way that I can't wait to get to.
And we have a new emailer.
That's right.
We're going to get to that.
We'll get to that.
Some great content in it, too, by the way.
I definitely look forward to that. We have some business to take care of first.
I got some business. I was thinking about this because I was listening to some old episodes. Are we still solving the world's problems in 45 minutes less?
I forgot about that
Or
line.
It's free?
Yeah, I forgot about that. We should throw that back in.
Okay. I just was making sure.
Yeah. So solving the world's problems in 45 minutes or less, or it's free. That's right.
We can solve your energy crisis.
We can do that. Rising electricity prices becoming increasingly ridiculous. Regain control over your energy costs by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. 925-791-1776. Start saving money now, and don't forget to tell them Drake and Scott sent you. And we have our other spot, JB Web Design. I should read it from the top. It's a new year. Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. Web page design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email jbjaybee@jbwebdesign.com. And refresh your website today. Tell them Drake and Scott sent you. All right.
Yeah.
So where do we want to start today? Do we want to start with the crazy on the way like we sometimes do?
We can. We might start with Scott's third T today.
What is Scott's third T today?
Trash.
All right.
It stands for trash. I mistakenly or on purpose watched the Grammys.
Why would you do that?
I'm still trying to decide if it was a mistake or
purpose. It was a mistake.
But, man, Miley Cyrus, it's just, I'm cringing the whole time. She was a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the third T is train wreck.
Okay.
Because the outfit she wore, the only thing worse were the comments she made and the things she said. She just
tried way too hard. I've got the clip of her so-called acceptance speech, and yeah, it's we can play that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Let's start with your.
Well, my crazy on the way is I took a header in the living room this morning, so I'm coming back from the shower, and I'm in. We have hardwood floor, and it is my habit since my wife and I moved in there. To wear flip-flops around the house because you never know if you're going to step in an accident that one of the dogs or the cats have left.
You know, and you said you took a header in the living room. My mind went straight to the gutter.
Oh, hey, I'm sure. Hey, yeah. Hey. No,
this is partially family, right?
We're not trash. Only Grammy people are. Come on.
There we go.
So I'm walking through the living room. My wife has already started work. She's at the dining room table, and I pass her by. And somehow my left foot was moving slower than my right, and the front edge of my flip-flop dragged on the floor, which then threw off my step, which then sent me falling like a tree toward, the hardwood floor. And not only that, I realized as I was falling that I was going to go crack my head against the edge of the coffee table. So I did this immediate tuck and roll, right? Landed on my left shoulder, fell onto my back. Actually, no, it was knee, shoulder, back. So my knee hit the floor first, so I'm probably going to get a bruise there. And then as I was rolling, I hit my shoulder, then I landed on my back. And my wife was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I just said, yes, I'm fine. And she said, well, what happened? She says, well,
she said, I'm old.
No, I just explained what happened. And then all the concern left her face. And she's like, oh, so you tripped over your own foot. I'm like, yeah, basically. And she goes, you idiot. And then went back to the dining table and resumed her tasks. And I started laughing. And she says, why do you think this is funny? I said, well, because I have something to talk about on the show this morning.
Yeah, and she was right.
No.
Once again.
She's not right.
You tripped on your own flip-flop in your own living room.
Well.
When I do stuff like that, because.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
I can relate to that. And when that happens to me, I get so mad at my lameness. I played competitive sports for decades.
You should be more coordinated, is what you're saying?
I coach top-level athletes, and you can't walk. You know, I've done that kind of stuff so many times.
Well, this is a first for me.
I have no derogatory remarks for you other than you're just like me.
Well, you know, the sounds of 250 pounds slamming into the floor it was
overshare.
No, that's it was a big I made a big boom, and you know, we live with my wife's aunt and uncle, and while my wife is trying to make sure I'm okay, her aunt comes running in because, you know, it was, you know, and like I said, I'm just out of the shower wearing my bathrobe, and it's like, whoa, you know, I'm a little compromised here. And so, yeah, that's how my day started.
All right. Welcome to the real world.
All right. Yeah. So what you're saying
it
is...
It made a big sound. It made a big boom.
Yeah. It was...
That made me think of when I was playing college sports and I was and made the team and I'm new and something happened. And I remember I started spouting off and the coach said something to me like, hey, you better be careful because it looks like when you fall down, it doesn't make much of a sound. I was half the man I used to be. I am today. Back then, I was just this little guy. And I thought, ooh, I'm not going to cross him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I make a much bigger sound now when I go down.
Yeah. Let's.
This is weird sound.
You know, no. Hang on a minute. You know, you have to tell me.
Did you hear the sound I usually hear when I'm going down? It's somewhere in the distance.
No,
I hear.
No.
Timber.
No, that's not. That's actually not what I'm thinking. And what I'm thinking because this is a family show.
I can't go with where you guys normally think.
We did the one big too far joke a couple of weeks ago, and I promised you I wouldn't do anything like that again. So you're welcome.
Well, my crazy on the way is the sheer delight of a new emailer we have. We got a new emailer, Taylor's number one fan.
Yeah, this
emailed
one
us. So we've got a couple emailers now. Mark the nurse and Taylor's number one fan. Yeah. So we got, and she put three T's in.
Oh, good.
And it's definitely a she. But anyways, should we go to the email?
Yeah, please. Let's do that.
Because there's several things in here that are pretty good. Yeah. So says, hi, Drake and Scott. She left you out, Ziggy.
I'm used to it.
There should be a penalty for that or something. I don't know. But you are absent half the time. So she might have thought you might not be here when we finally read this. Anyways, I am loving the show. I like listening while I'm at the gym. It really makes time fly by. Although I did not win the first contest, I have an idea for a challenge you can do. Since you guys love to talk about Taylor Swift, I challenge you not to say her name for as many episodes as you can. What do you think? Is that a good...
I think we can... That could be fun. With the Super Bowl coming up, I think
we that cannot would be, say she who shall not be named.
That's how we will refer to her, yeah.
We're going to have to refer to her as Kelsey's boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that.
No, boyfriend. We can do
Kelsey's
that.
Spouse.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Because you know she wears
she
the pants.
She who Kelsey kisses? Something like that.
No, actually, I think she's a beard for him, but that's another story.
She goes on, you can still talk about her, but you'll have to call her by something other than her name, something respectful. She is Taylor Swift. No, and respectful is in all caps.
Oh, right? Boy. So, yeah.
So anyways,
see, now you shouldn't have said that, because now that makes me want to do the exact opposite.
The harder the challenge, the better, right?
The ABCs of me is don't tell me not to do something, because then I'm going to go and do it, and I will do it times 10.
Yeah, and you got a little defiance in you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so some ideas may be Mrs. Americana, which I kind of like the ring, although it's a little snarky. Anyways, Queen Taylor, she says, or Travis Kelce's girlfriend. Whoever messes up first has to buy me a Miss Americana item within a $20 price range. And if you can make it to 10 episodes without messing up, I will make Drake and Scott mugs for both of you.
No, there's three of us.
Well, we can send that in the email response or whatever. Right? Also, Scott, I believe the word you were looking for in the last episode is paper tigers. Remember I was trying to reference that thing when something's, it's there, but it's not really there because there's no substance to it.
That's
it's
right.
Paper giant, paper something.
And I don't remember, but I'm.
So this is proof she's actually listening.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's listening more than I am.
So thank you for the paper tigers reference, Taylor, number one fan. Best of luck to both of you.
There's three of us.
The third T today stands for Ziggy.
Yeah. Right? Thanks for throwing me a bone.
Yeah. And no pressure if you don't feel up for the challenge. Ooh, she's a little bit of better be up for the challenge. She's baiting us. Right?
I think with your attendance remark, I'll be made a shot glass.
Yeah. There you go. Brian doesn't drink coffee, so... Have to be a tea mug.
I drink tea out of coffee mugs.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll up the thing. We'll give her a $30 price range if she wins, and she has to make a third mug if we win.
Ooh. So it's signed off.
Best Taylor's number one fan.
All right. So 10 episodes, not mentioning Taylor's name. Okay. So we should start this next week, right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Or we could start
because
after this segment.
No, I got Taylor conspiracies to talk about and things
that makes it more fun and more challenging, right?
Well, no, because I've got a good riff and I, you know.
Well, everybody knows who we're going to be talking about now because they've heard the first segment. So,
if you want to start today, I suppose we can.
Okay, so here's my other question. This is her little wager with us. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have our own wager again for a cigar?
Hmm.
I mean, there has to be.
Yeah, I think whoever.
You got to have a shot at getting a cigar back.
Yeah, okay.
Because you lost the other one so poorly. It was devastating.
I didn't lose it poorly. I was a good sport.
Yeah.
It was
a terrible, terrible loss. The worst loss of that we've ever seen, probably, I think. You know? That's how he would say it, former president. It was a catastrophic fail. I mean, he doesn't know what he's doing.
No. I was gracious, and I went right out and bought the cigars and paid off the bet and expanded both of your cigar games.
Because, yeah, okay, you know, thank you.
So it was all win-win.
Yeah, okay. So, well, we appreciate Mark the Nurse and his comments about Amazon. We got to talk about that. But he didn't give us a challenge.
Yeah.
Taylor's number one fan gave us a challenge.
Well, I think we should do it.
All right. We in? You in?
Yeah.
Are we doing cigars?
Yeah.
Whichever one of us fails.
You're in?
I'm in.
Okay. We'll see if you can get your mug for you if you when make I'm, it to 10.
When I'm here.
So here's...
Are we going to put the 10 episodes as a dead limit or...
No, that's just a limit for her wager. For us, it'll just keep going until somebody says it and then two of us are getting cigars.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, okay. Let's do that. And then,
because there's other people listening and want to see us do this.
We'll have to make sure we reference the bet because there was a long time we didn't reference the Trump bet at all. And then suddenly, I think not being reminded of it is what put me in a false sense of
security.
And then I said we've got to get to
some foreign election where someone's referred to as the
Dutch Donald Trump,
the Dutch Taylor Swift, and then I'll hand you that story to read, and boom, Ziggy and I are getting cigars.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So let's do that.
Starting next segment.
I want to talk about the Taylor conspiracy, and then we can, and then I guess after that we can.
Then after the break, it's on.
after the next break.
After this coming break.
Well, okay, so you want me to go through this?
Let's do the Taylor story now because you're all butthurt about it.
We're up on a break, so we got to. So what I'll do is we'll do it next break. We won't say her name, and
okay, it begins yes. After this next.
Okay,
Taylor Swift. Just got to get it out.
Sailor Twist. Sailor Twist.
Back after this.
Mrs. Americana.
Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. The challenge has begun. The She Who Shall Not Be Named challenge.
Yes, we cannot mention
it begins.
The Queen's heiress to the throne, Mrs. Americana.
Yeah, I'm not calling her that.
Sailor Twist.
All right, James, you got an ad you want to read?
Yeah. Hey, you guys witnessing surge in electricity prices?
I am.
I used to wake up. Take charge of your energy expenses by transitioning to solar power. Connect with Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a free consultation and quote with no strings attached. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Start putting money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. Remember to mention Drake and Scott sent you.
And you can embark on a digital transformation with JB Web Design. If you need a website upgrade, look no further. Our expert team specializes in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. From captivating web page design and seamless WordPress theme customization to optimized SEO strategies, we ensure your online presence leaves a lasting impression. Contact us at jaybee@jbwebdesign.com for a free consultation and quote. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott sent you.
And that's for the Ziggy discount, 0%.
Yeah, the zero percent discount. Yeah,
there you go. We're getting some comments and things and followers.
Yes, nice. Email us at Drake and Scott with 3 T's at gmail.com and add your voice to the conversation.
There you go. I ran into a guy who was like, hey, I'm all caught up. I've listened to every episode. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So go back and listen to older episodes. In fact, if you want to go back and hear some fun episodes, listen to episode 29, where the last bet was lost. And then listen to episode 30 right after that, where the bet is paid off.
Yeah. And so
those are my two for personal favorites. Yeah.
So on Spotify, we only have a 10 episode archive there. But the big archive is over at my website, briandrakebooks.com. So listen to the show and buy one of my books.
Shameless plug.
That's right.
You're almost bad as the Grammy winners last night and all their speeches.
Do we want to put up the Miley speech or?
Yeah, let's do the train wreck. And yeah, let's do that.
Okay,
because I have quite a few comments. Because I want to compare her to something too.
Let me cue her up here.
Really hope that it doesn't change anything.
Let me go back a little bit.
But I really this award is amazing.
Okay, here we go.
This award is amazing. But I really hope that it doesn't change anything because my life.
And now she's won for Flowers, which is her new record. And I haven't heard it, and I don't intend to hear it, but that's the background.
First time I heard it was last night during the show.
I see.
Life was beautiful yesterday.
My life was beautiful yesterday.
Not everyone in the world will...
Okay, her hairdo sucks, and I don't know who... I mean, is this a spray-on tan, or... Because she used to be white, and now she's looking like a black Chinese Puerto Rican Jew. I don't understand what the look here is.
Oh, man.
Get a Grammy, but everyone in this world is spectacular, so please don't think that this is important, even though it's very important, right, guys? We're very excited to put this on the piano. I want to thank everyone that's standing on this stage right now, Tom, Tyler, Michael, and Greg, our teams, my team, Crush, Columbia, my mommy, my sister, my love, my main gaze, because look how good I look. Anyone else? Your wife.
Anyone else?
Fiance, all the people that we love. Thank you all so much. I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.
Terrible.
Okay. Well,
just trying so hard. She gets an award and then tells the people who gave her the award that it's not important.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she goes.
And then it's all about me. My life was wonderful yesterday, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, geez.
Yeah, and then.
I can't get over the tan and the awful hairdo.
Well,
and whoever did her makeup makes her cheeks look sunk in, and she looks like a crackhead.
Yeah, I don't get why people go to these events and they don't wear clothes. Like, you know, she mentions everybody, but she left someone out.
She left out her dad, yeah.
Yeah, where's dad? Right, Billy Ray. And then she says, I didn't forget anyone.
I didn't forget, like, little...
Subtle shot at him.
Uh-huh.
So some people were asking if she also should have mentioned Bruno Mars, because apparently the song has to do with one of his previous songs that he agreed to or collaborated or let her use some of the music from it or something. In some way it's related, whatever, and then didn't reference him either. But then she says, and I didn't forget anybody. So,
Interesting. Well,
yep. Where's dad? I was really put off by her outfit, how she carried herself, the arrogance and self promotion.
No, I agree.
And I don't need to hear about her undergarments either. Like, keep that to yourself. What's odd is how well she was received by that whole crowd. Like, this is great.
Well, it's all music industry people anyway. I mean, do regular people go to the Grammys or?
No, they've been losing viewership.
Yeah, for years. So she's talking to her colleagues, and that's fine. There was reportedly some controversy when she was singing her song, where she says,
"Oh, come on, don't act like you don't know this song."
Yeah, from Entertainment
Weekly. Like you don't know the words or something like that. She wanted people to sing along, and they weren't.
Yeah, this is from Entertainment Weekly. She was seemingly talking and singing to herself on stage as she hilariously called out the ceremony's live audience for their lackluster energy during her performance of Flowers. She began singing the song. She looked left and right and motioned for the audience to stand up as she crooned the first lyrics. And as the song built, so did Cyrus's apparent confusion over the crowd's reaction. Why are you acting like you don't know this song? Cyrus said to those in attendance, holding her hand up between the song's first chorus. In typical fashion, though, the camera cut to perennial award show dancer, she who shall not be named, who was on her feet, grooving to the song and mouthing its lyrics.
Yeah.
So somebody knew the song.
Oh, no, the queen, she's figured out how to do her public image, right? They cut to her, and she's all into it. And she does well at promoting other people and giving them respect when it's their turn. So
sure.
And by comparison, when she got up to accept her award, because I think the queen or Miss Americana, she got her 14th Grammy at some point, and then to hear her talk was a lot less selfish or ego. And then, I don't know. I just was much more impressed with her than I was with Miley.
Yeah. She acts as if she almost has nothing more to prove.
Well, she doesn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, act like you're supposed to be there. That's what my coaches used to say. Yeah. It's like, act like you're supposed to be there. Don't act.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the first time Miley has raised eyebrows, and it probably won't be the last. And she probably plans it that way. She's at home right now by herself. Thinking, wow, they're all talking about me today.
Spraying on the tan.
Yeah.
The shameless self-promotion.
She needs to fire her hairdresser. That is the most disgusting hairdo. You said it looked like a lion's mane. I think that's an insult to lions.
Well, I think, so when she did her song, like my wife turned to me and said, it seems like she's trying to do a Tina Turner kind of thing. And it did really seem like that. The way she was moving and dancing and the energy and then her look and, you know, Tina used to do the big hair thing, too. But that was her thing.
Tina could pull it off. And Miley can't pull it off.
Yeah, and Tina had a healthy confidence, but not the ego.
Right, yeah. They're.
Well, this looks like she had her head out the window on the way there.
I took a few hits from stuff on the coming.
For sure.
Yeah, so I think I became a little more of a Sailor Twist fan last night just by comparison.
Well, one thing about the Grammys we can agree on is Dave Chappelle won an award for his fifth comedy album, What's in a Name? And I'm sure that...
Yeah, cheers to Dave.
Yeah, I'm sure that made the all goat. The trannies happy. But speaking of She Who Shall Not Be Named...
Is that why you went there? Just so you can mention that?
Yeah.
No.
So speaking of She Who Shall Not Be Named, there are a variety of conspiracy theories going around as to why the NFL is so infatuated or hurt with her right now, and not just because she's dating the other girl. But this one, the latest is that...
Did you just call Kelsey a girl?
Yeah. So this is the new She Who Shall Not Be Named conspiracy 4chan edition, because that's where I found it. The reason why She Who Shall Not Be Named is getting pushed everywhere is because of abortion. In a few months, it will come out that she's pregnant. It could be a fake pregnancy, but it doesn't matter. She'll then get an abortion. This will cause millions of white women to get abortions, too, because their queen did.
Oh, wow. That is so just, like, grotesquely fabricated. Look at you. You're so proud of yourself.
No, it's because I find it hilarious. I you know, it's like of all
there's
the...
There's no content there.
Of all the... Yes, there is. It's probably the most ridiculous of the conspiracies that I've read about. And the fact that it came from, you know, 4chan, which is the armpit of the internet, just makes it even funnier.
No, thank you. I'll pass. Yeah, I was pretty disappointed with the Grammys last night. Although, yeah. Trevor Noah was the host.
Okay.
And he has, in the past, been highly political. And the Grammys have been highly political.
Right. Well, as I recall, Trevor had a show that was very much in that vein.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And so I missed the first half of the Grammys. And I picked it up about halfway through. And at least the whole time that I watched, there was pretty much zero political statement, which was a nice change. Somebody must have said something. And like, we're not doing politics anymore.
I'm sure somebody
losing viewership.
I'm sure somebody did, yeah. Or it was a collective decision. Or
Most of the people that they lost wouldn't hear it, and so there's no benefit at this point. And then you get Miley up there doing what the worst of Hollywood does.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrible.
Well, at least she wasn't riding a wrecking ball this time.
Yeah. Man, we gave her way too much time.
That's
today.
Right. You know, the Democrats might have She Who Shall Not Be Named, but Mr. Trump got a major endorsement this past week from Lil Pump. Does anybody know who he is?
No. So how can you call it a major endorsement? You know, I never even heard of him.
He's apparently a rapper. And he got a tattoo of Trump's gangster mugshot on his leg and showed it to his 14 million Instagram followers.
Wait, he got the former president tattooed on his leg.
He got the mugshot, yeah, tattooed on his leg, and said, and then said, yeah, this is who I'm backing, and you all need to back him too. And he put it on Instagram and got 500,000 likes.
Wow,
out of his 14 million followers.
There's only one thing about that I like or appreciate.
What?
That he's so clear on what he stands for that he tattooed it.
Yeah, he permanently modified his body to show his support. So.
Yeah. Well, wait till he's upset with something Trump does and has to try and get it removed. Or
he'll
probably have it modified so it looks like Miley Cyrus's face.
Oh my gosh!
Right, just add a lot more hair, and they're about the same.
Okay. We are running late, so we'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy back with you on Radioslot.com. This music took me by surprise. We have not used this before, so when it started, I was like, I'm not familiar with this. Anyway, Scott, you want to read an ad?
I was dying to, because I'm so stressed out about the escalating electricity costs. They've got me down. You know, I could seize control of it, though. Energy bills. All I got to do is make the switch to solar power, and I can do that by calling Alex Garnfeld, 925-791-1776. I get a complimentary consultation and a quote. I can take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for the first 6 months. And if I act now by calling 925-791-1776, I can begin saving money. I love money.
I look
kind of. Anyways, when I call him, I'm going to let him know that Drake and Scott with Ziggy sent him.
Right on.
I'm definitely mentioning Ziggy. Okay.
We appreciate it.
Too many people leave him out and my third T.
That's. I will get with the graphic designer and get the third T put into the logo.
Who's the website guy that we read for, Jay?
Yeah, my buddy Jerome. Step into the new year with JB Web Design, your gateway to a digital makeover. Ready for a website that makes a lasting impression? JB Web Design specializes in creating visually striking and highly functional websites customized to your unique needs. Whether it's captivating web page design, seamless WordPress theme customization, or optimizing SEO for maximum visibility, our expert team has you covered. Reach out for a complimentary consultation and a quote via email at JB, that's JAYBEE@JBWebDesign.com. And for an extra touch, mention Drake and Scott for exclusive offers. Let JB Web Design be the catalyst for rejuvenating your online presence and opening doors to new possibilities in the digital landscape. Boy, I'm sold.
I bet he could fix the misspelling of your name on your website. It's missing a letter.
I'm sure
he could. I bet he could fix that.
No, actually, he did do my website, briandrakebooks.com. He did a tremendous job. And
nice.
And I'm not just saying that because I went to high school with him. So.
Well, he probably could have more influence, almost as much influence as she who shall not be named.
That's right. Isn't that hard to say? It's hard for me to say.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great contest. I mean,
we may have to alter, come up with something else.
Thanks to Taylor's number one fan for giving us the idea.
You know what I'll have to do is I'll have to listen to some of her songs and see if I can come up with like something she says or some sort of song reference that we can apply to her. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, we got a great story here out of Connecticut from WHAM News in their series called Crisis in the Classroom. The headline, Tampon Dispenser in Boys' School Bathroom Destroyed. And if you want to start laughing now, you can. here from Brookfield, Connecticut. Connecticut high school students reportedly destroyed a tampon dispenser 20 minutes after it was installed in the boys' bathroom last week. Brookfield High School placed the box in the restroom on January 24th in anticipation of a state law requiring boys' bathrooms to carry menstrual products, according to CT Insider.
Wait, Connecticut passed a law that you have to have women's products in the male restroom?
Yeah, that's right, because boys need tampons, too. That's a thing. Haven't you noticed?
No.
No, I tend to stay away from most media. And this is evidence of why I stay away from it.
So the principal says a dispenser with menstrual products was installed in the boys' bathroom near the main office. The installation was completed at 9:30. By 9:52, tampons were all over the floor. The newly installed distribution box was ripped off the wall along with the masonry anchors, and the distribution box itself was destroyed.
Wow, they even took out the masonry anchors, right?
They're doing the work.
These are real boys.
Yeah. The school reportedly reinstalled the dispenser. Principal Belanda denounced the vandalism as disgusting and immature.
Wow. I wonder if they're going to put a video camera in the men's restroom see who destroys it the next time. You know that thing's coming down again.
Yeah. Brookfield Board of Education Chair Wendy Youngblood reportedly argues the message intended to be sent by the box's destruction was obscured by its delivery. This is not an effective way of doing it, Youngblood claimed. Most importantly, it overruns the law and the rights of some people who need tampons.
There's no one in the men's restroom that needs a tampon.
I know.
We're at risk of the inmates running the asylum.
You know, normally I like to go counter to whatever your argument is just because it's fun and to have a bunch of guys that agree on things doesn't make a good show. But I can't come up with a reason to support this.
I'm way too solid ground on this one. Right? The students have become smarter than the principal?
Yeah, This is how...
That reminds me of the great saying of the immortal Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
Now the student has become the master. Yeah.
Well, the other thing I think it shows is just, you know, the kids growing up in this with this ridiculousness are going to do nothing but rebel against it. And when they're when they come of age, then people like these principals, like the principal and this other young lady, are going to have a real hard time. Just remember, guys, the tampon goes in the front hole.
Whoa, no. No, you can't. No. Can we strike that from the record?
Well,
where's my mute button?
They have to understand how it works. Don't put it in the back.
No guy ever needs to understand that.
No sounding references here, please, Brian.
They can figure it out. They're way ahead of us on many other things as well. My goodness. Where's your dad? Goodness.
He doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't.
Well, this is probably why.
He's unbelievable. Okay. No, he thinks how's that little talk show thing you're doing? What he thinks about it. So
yeah, well,
my wife doesn't listen either. By the way, so
I have family members who watch or listen to this. Mm-hmm. Thing, so we gotta,
and I'm sure they will laugh uproariously.
No, they're gonna
live
cringe.
Vicariously.
They're gonna
through,
cringe, and then they're gonna email and thank me for trying to shut you down. Put something in your front hole. Gee whiz, that was terrible. Terrible. I went to a wedding. Actually, Ziggy and I both went to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You like weddings?
I enjoyed mine.
I love weddings.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. All these two families coming together, all the friends, everybody's good mood. There's almost always great food.
Yeah.
There's no real agenda where you have to do anything or perform. You hang out and have a great old time.
So. Usually. I mean, I know with mine, we had to make sure we kept some people separated.
Yeah.
And it was, because we're kind of a mixed mash of religions. You have the Christian contingent, there's the Catholic, and then the Mormon. So we had to make sure we, don't cross the streams, you know. So we had to.
Yeah. No Jews?
No.
Oh, okay. Anti-Semite. Yeah, so we're in between the ceremony and the reception, and we're all hanging out in like the lounge area and
cocktail
talking.
Hour.
Is it? Yeah, cocktail hour and little snacks, and the bridal party's doing their photos. You know, that's a long mm-hmm. time. And we're all sitting there. And there's this big flat screen TV. Yeah. We're all hanging out, and I look over, and Star Wars is playing.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
Empire Strikes Back, the original. Second movie,
right?
Episode 5, for those of us who know the difference between order and whatever. And so it's the scene where Darth Vader and Skywalker are having their lightsaber battle,
right?
And he's about to find out that Darth Vader is his father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, spoiler alert.
Yeah, the movie's 40 years old. I think I can survive.
44 years old. Anyways, so
seriously, that old?
Empire Strikes Back came out in
1980. So, oh my god!
Trust me on this one. Yeah. New Hope came out 77.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back
1983.
80. Okay. 83. Yeah, Return of the Jedi was 83. So, anyways, this scene's
god,
on,
old.
And I'm entranced and because I'm a total Star Wars fan, and I'm watching. And I was like, oh, now I have to watch because I know any second. Here comes the line. Well, the audio's off, and so you can only read the subtitles. And here it's coming. And then I stop and I look around, and there's like umpteen people watching the scene.
Was this
the weirdest thing?
Was this on display because the bride and groom were fans, or was that
the bride and the groom are both huge Star Wars people?
Okay.
And then someone in the wedding party actually works for the production company that does the Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. So there were several different ties. And I look around, everybody's watching it, and it's like, ah! He finally says it, and then everybody goes back to it.
Oh,
I just thought it was hilarious.
That's right. Never
had a first at a wedding. So.
Was it outdoor or indoor?
Community pause.
Oh, the weather was so bad yesterday. Yeah. It was absolutely indoor.
Okay.
I mean, there were trees hitting the windows and stuff. The wind was blowing so bad.
Because my wedding was outdoor. And we really lucked out with the weather. That's right. It was 5 years ago. I can't remember. what was I going to say? Yeah, we did have an indoor option in case the weather went south, but we lucked out. So.
Yeah, weather was great.
Good.
But man, I ate too much. Mm. Yeah, I just, they had this beef thing with, what's the white cream, horseradish sauce. Mm-hmm. And then right next to it, they had this massive salmon. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
The hilarious thing, they had 8 different salads.
I didn't know 8 different salads existed.
No, I know. And so I'm making my regular jokes that salad's not food. It's what you put on food.
Right.
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 Anyways, salad is not food. It's what food eats.
Right.
That's anyways, I'm loading up on the beef and the salmon, the whole thing. Man, I was driving home last night and I was a mess.
Now, like, does this tie in at all with your new diet that you talked about this morning?
Yeah, that was the, okay, yes, let's I was trying to now. Transition to, then I started thinking about this new diet idea, and it's not really a diet so much as it is an eating pattern. I saw some information on your metabolism, and there's all the Atkins and keto stuff about, only protein and you want to burn fat. So you eat natural protein first and it burn stored fat first, and mm-hmm. Well, your body gets used to that after a few days, and then it compensates. And they were explaining that if you can confuse your metabolism, like throw off your metabolism so that it runs high regularly, then you'll burn more stored fat, right? Visceral fat.
Sure,
which this is a disgusting name, visceral fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where do you give that?
We can, she who shall not be named, we can call her that.
Oh,
visceral fat.
Man, you're just trying to upset Taylor's number one fan. So, no, but apparently if you alternate between low carb days and high carb days, on the low carb days, you eat a bunch of protein, and mm-hmm. so your body starts burning stored fat. And then the next day you do high carb, and your body says, oh, we got all this carbs, we got to ramp up the metabolism. So your metabolism gets ramped up, and then the next day you follow it with just protein, and you just alternate back and forth so that your metabolism is constantly running high, but every other day you're burning stored fat.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought of exercising?
What?
Because this sounds really complicated.
Whoa, we're not swearing on this show.
This sounds really complicated.
Exercise is like a swear word these days.
Yeah, okay. No, I enjoy quite a bit.
With electrical what assist, was that? So it's I don't not have to enough. Pedal so much.
Okay, you know, I'm down 10 pounds, you know. So this morning when it was 250 pounds hitting the floor, if it had been 260 where I started, I would have made a louder noise.
Okay. Yes.
And a dent.
Yeah, right.
Just trying to keep you on track, bud.
Yeah, okay. So, by the way, you're not sending me any more texts that say fat F anymore, so you're falling behind too.
Yeah.
My goodness. So I told him darker and darker.
No, I told him to send me a text every day that says, you know, you fat F, and then that will help motivate me. Have you considered that? Ziggy can send you a text too.
No, my dietary advice is alternating between high and low carb days. His dietary advice is texting people derogatory statements about their body image.
Well, but whatever motivates you, right?
Oh, that's not motivating.
Oh, well, it works for me. All right.
Yuck.
Glad Ziggy, to support. Any final thoughts on this one before we...
You going to try the new eating pattern with me?
Yeah, totally. I'm thinking steak one
just
day.
Just so you know, today's a high carb day. Today's high carb day.
All right. Pizza it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I could totally. I'm, you know, steak one day, potatoes the next. Steak the other day, potatoes the next.
Why don't you try
that sounds good.
Why don't you guys try the beer diet that the monks do? Some monks in Germany... You know, 500 years ago, figured out that the particular type of beer, if they just fast on the beer or they fast from food and drink the beer, and they wound up losing weight that way. And without yada, yada, yada. It's the beer diet.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be more fun than trying to figure out protein one day and carbs the next? And
I'm trying to avoid being an alcoholic.
I was going to say, I don't think my liver would appreciate that too much.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
There's enough things that want to make me drink these days. I don't need to do it on purpose.
Okay. All right, we're up on a break. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. I thought this was Joan Jett for a minute. It's not. It's actually nobody. It's... no copyright music, so
nice.
Oh, it's okay. So it's called Energetic Rock by Mocha Music / Get Drunk. copyright free. That's so
beer,
it's
beer
on,
diet music.
It's on YouTube and
beer fast diet.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
You gonna read a spot for us?
Yeah. Hey guys, a surge in electricity prices got you like ah. Well, take charge of your energy expenses by transitioning to solar power. Connect with Alex Garnfield at 925-791-1776 for a free consultation and a quote with no strings attached. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Start putting money back in your pocket, 925-791-1776. Remember to mention Drake and Scott sent you, and if you want to pay a little more, mention Ziggy.
Pay a little
if you
more.
Want to pay a little more.
You mean pay a little less? Yeah.
Ziggy makes things more expensive.
That's right.
Ask his wife.
It's a new year. Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. Web page design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB, that's J-A-Y-B-E-E, at jbwebdesign.com. Don't forget to tell them Drake and Scott sent you. I should probably edit this so we don't say the word tailored.
No, we're not going to get
we're
that.
We're not going to go that far?
No, we're not going to get that black and white with it. And
I don't
difficult.
Know.
But we're the reference to the emailer is
no,
safe,
Taylor's
safe.
Number one fan. You can say that because okay. that's her tag.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to get your suit altered at the tailor, that works.
Okay,
but any other reference?
Well, we...
I swiftly ran to the car. That's okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
This is our final segment, post-game wrap-up. Do you have a theme for the show today, Scott?
Well, actually, we got to cover this Milano thing,
well,
right?
Yeah.
Real quick?
Right. Well, okay. Real quick. So she... A couple of weeks ago, she put out a tweet with a picture of her son's baseball team asking for donations to their trip to the Baseball Hall of Fame or something.
This is Alyssa Milano.
This is Alyssa Milano.
Formerly of Charmed,
the
six
actress,
seasons.
Formerly of Charmed. She's still Who's the Boss as far as I'm concerned. That's well, you know, I never watched Charmed.
Angela.
Huh?
Mona.
Yeah.
Samantha.
Yeah. She's apparently, her net worth is listed at about $12
million. $4 to $12 million. And her tweet was asking for donations for her, you know, from the public, from her fans.
Yeah. For a GoFundMe.
Yeah. To fund her son's baseball trip to his whole team, whatever it was. And she immediately came under fire for, begging for money when she herself has several million dollars and probably
at minimum $4 million.
Yeah. And could have at least paid for her kid. She's certainly not responsible for the whole team.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah.
Could have paid for the whole team.
She could have. Yeah. So she took a lot of heat and then she came out saying that everybody targeted her son directly for hurtful messages. And,
she sleeping during the whole Oprah Rock thing?
Apparently.
Did she miss that?
Apparently. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, she's used that for a little bit of a boohoo moment, and
the Queen never would have done this.
No. See, the Queen who gave away cats one time, by the way, because I remember that.
Yeah.
You have
plenty of rich, famous people who give a lot of stuff away. Like,
yeah,
like Oprah. And, Oprah gives away all kinds of stuff. Right? Props to her. Ms. Americana does it as well, but then we've got these people who are so self-interested, like Alyssa Milano, and then back to Miley Cyrus, and then even this principal at this Connecticut school.
The Connecticut school, yeah.
They're trying so hard to do their own thing that it's unattractive, which brings us to our post-game report, brought to you by Shameless Self-Promotion.
So you're saying I shouldn't say the words Brian Drake website, no, BrianDrakeBooks.com, which is my website. Go listen to the show and buy a book.
Well, if you did it with ego and nastiness and crude then we would cancel you. But basically, when you do that, you lose the crowd.
Yeah.
And if you don't lose the crowd, you should look seriously at who the crowd is, because if they're promoting this and encouraging you in it, then probably not a healthy crowd to be in.
Yeah.
A real crowd with any kind of ethics and understanding, some intelligence, is going to recognize very quickly how off you are.
Sure.
Now, in 20 minutes, they'll rip your stuff off the wall. But they figured it out way quicker than 20 minutes because they probably figured it out in the first minutes and then took 19 minutes to figure out what their response was going to be.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got to plan the lookout.
But you never want to be around people who shamelessly self-promote them.
No, I agree.
Right? I'm surrounded by people who never, ever do shameless self-promotion. Like on staff where I work, I don't think any of them, none of them shamelessly self-promote. And so I want to hang out with them. And I know the moment I start shamelessly self-promoting myself, dude, is there too many words of self in a row?
Yeah.
They'd book for the hills, man. Don't you think?
I know mentally I would. I would probably still stay in the room, but, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, I kind of like Sailor Twist a little more now. Because she handled herself with some clasps. She stood up, clapped for other people, sang along to their music, and then when it was her time to speak, she didn't just do her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I guess we got to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Try not to fall down in your own room. Although the fact that you would share that story means you're self-deprecating, which is the opposite of shameless self-promotion.
Yeah,
so
it was hilarious.
So I'm going to hang out with you more.
Okay, good.
Nice.
All right, see you next week.